up. 98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Okay, you've got some TV news this morning.
Now, lots of people may be watching or may have been watching the Masters last night and see Rory McIlroy win the whole thing. But Celebrity Big Brother was, of course, on, and we have to talk about the housemate who's been ejected from the house.
Yeah, not
normally
evicted.
It's
yeah.
eviction.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Evicted, but it's ejected this
Kicked
time.
Out.
A lot of drama over the weekend, first of all. Michael Fabricant was the first star to be evicted from the show on Friday.
Yeah.
Very emotional.
Yeah.
He seemed to have a really nice time in the house. He said everyone was so lovely.
Yeah, him and Danny Beard really seemed to like bond.
They really did.
Didn't they?
Yeah, I actually watched Late and Live yesterday to catch up on the whole thing, and Danny said some lovely things about Michael after he left.
Yeah.
It's like, obviously, I never thought that we'd agree on anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he was like, he was, you know, very nice to live with.
Yeah.
So there you go. So then Saturday, came around. So that was Friday night.
Yeah.
Saturday, I got the alert. Mickey Rourke removed from the show after a foul-mouthed rant. And the show then aired last night at 10 p.m. So people are really catching up today.
Yeah.
Normally like it's 10, on at 9. 10's
for
very
any,
late.
What, 10's too late.
So on last night's episode, viewers got to see the altercation between Mickey and former Love Island star Chris Hughes during a pirate-themed shopping task. Sometimes when these dramatic events happen when everyone's dressed up, it just makes it amusing to watch, but it wasn't amusing at all.
No,
it's actually pretty serious.
Yeah.
So this all began when JoJo Siwa had been given the role of captain. She lined up her fellow housemates and then they were all acting out how there was a rat amongst them. So they were like, there's a rat in here, sir, or whatever you say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Chris had kind of turned to Mickey as part of it, being like, there's a rat in here. And then Mickey goes, oh, you know, are you looking at me funny? Like, are you looking at me?
Okay.
And things got very, very heated. Here's what went down.
Ahoy! Back up, soldier!
Don't eyeball me.
Mickey's
Don't
very heated.
This is Big Brother.
What did you say?
He was joking.
Let him out.
Please,
Joe.
Mickey was
What are you going to do?
Not good.
Not good at all.
Mickey, come to the diary room immediately.
It was only ever going to go one way from the moment you went into the house. What he said to JoJo Siwa in the first couple of days.
Yeah.
And Chris Hughes, to be fair to him, was like, you can't speak like that. Like,
oh, Chris called him out straight away.
Chris called him out straight away. It was only going one way. And I'd say now, in a cynical way, producers are thrilled because they won't have to pay him the very large fee.
No, that's true. So Mickey was booted out due to his repeated offensive and inappropriate language, and he had been previously given a warning over those comments that he made to JoJo. So goodbye, Mickey.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah.
Mm.
Ta-ta.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I just, there's no space for that. There's no place
there's
for that.
Not,
it's not
no.
okay. No excuse.
No.
Next up, a Bodyguard remake is in the works. And no, not the Jed Mercurio political thriller, the OG Bodyguard.
Yes!
It is reported that The Bodyguard is getting a revamp by Warner Brothers. According to Deadline, Sam Wrench is set to direct. Who is Sam Wrench, I hear
you
who
ask? Who is Sam Wrench?
Sam previously directed the Taylor Swift Eras Tour. You know,
oh,
the whole
wow,
movie adaptation.
Yeah.
It's on adaptation.
Yeah.
Just the cinematic
experience. Yeah, the movie version, yeah.
So no casting has been announced, but there are big shoes to fill because, of course,
oh,
the on-screen chemistry between Whitney Houston and Kevin Costner in the original was truly amazing. Electric. Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh!
It's so good.
My goodness. If you've never seen The Bodyguard, the original plot centered on Kevin Costner's Secret Service agent, Frank Farmer, who takes a job as a bodyguard for a famous R&B star called Rachel Maron, played by Whitney, at the height of her pop star fame.
So good.
So it's a drama, a romance, a thriller, and Frank tries to sniff out a dangerous stalker, with the final act playing out as Rachel wins the Best Picture Academy Award. It is such an incredible movie.
You know, I looked on Rotten Tomatoes before for, like, The Bodyguard on Rotten Tomatoes has, like, got an approval rating of, like, 2.
It's like, that's shocking.
It's really badly rated, but it's such a good
Sometimes
movie.
Sometimes you can't listen to the other critics.
No.
You have to just listen to the voice within.
Yeah.
And it's a great movie, and also the stage production. We got to see it in the board. Gosh, the opener.
It's brilliant.
Oh, edge of your seat stuff. Yeah.
Straight in.
Finally this morning.
Yes.
I absolutely love this. The cast of The Breakfast Club reunited over the weekend. All 5 main cast members got together for the first time in 40 years.
I don't think I've seen this.
It's such a classic.
Is it? Yeah.
Molly Ringwald, Ali Sheedy, Judd Nelson, Anthony Michael Hall and Emilio Estevez. They were on a panel at a pop culture event called C2E2 in Chicago. The 80s movie, it followed 5 high school students from different cliques or cliques.
Yeah.
clique.
The clique.
The clique. They bond. They all basically bond together while serving detention on a Saturday morning.
But that would bond you, yeah.
Molly, who played Claire Standish in the John Hughes classic, told the crowd that she felt really emotional and she was moved to have everyone there back together.
So
they've
good.
Never all got together to since the original. It's just a coming of age, yeah. You know that. And then is it 16 candles?
Oh,
Molly Ringwald was also in. And yeah, it's just absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, I need
coming
to watch
of
it.
Age movie.
I'd love to watch it.
You can check out all the latest entertainment stories on 98fm.com.
Thanks, Reb. I need to watch The Breakfast Club and I'm going to re-watch The Bodyguard.
Oh, I think I might
over
do the same.
Easter.
Oh,
yeah.
Brilliant.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
The best game ever.
He's back from Spain.
And I'm in a winning mood.
98FM.
Good morning and welcome to a brand new week of Matchy Matchy. Brendan, I won't lie to you. Last week when you were off, yeah. I had some dodgy moments.
Oh, did you?
It was giving fish slice.
Oh, what happened?
After the word red one day, I said devils.
Oh, okay, yeah. Like, red apple?
Manchester United.
Yeah,
as
yeah,
in the
yeah.
sport.
You're into the sport.
Good morning. We would love for you to come along and play Matchy Matchy with us this week. Your chance to win incredible prizes. The prizes are so stunning.
They're amazing.
That we have the help from AI, Rebecca and Brendan to read them out.
Get those summer sausages sizzling with your family-owned barbecue.
This gas-powered device is on wheels.
Device.
So you can take it anywhere.
Just don't take it to an airport because you'll be busy with your very own flight lesson.
Take to the skies. And then when you come back down, how about a hydrofacial treatment?
Ooh. Feel great and look fabulous when you win Matchy Matchy.
Sorry, excuse
sorry, those
me.
Prizes.
I know
who came up with the hydrofacial.
Hydrofacial. Oh my gosh, they're absolutely amazing. They suck all the dirt out of your pores
do.
And they really leave you glowing afterwards.
Yeah, and then all the gunk is in this like lit up container with a magnifying glass.
Yeah.
So you can really see the benefits.
That was a lot.
Good morning to Louise in Leopardstown. Louise, you're on 98FM. How are you?
How are you? Morning.
Louise, how was the weekend?
Great. I was working the weekend. It's fabulous.
Fabulous. What do you do for work, Louise?
I work in a pharmacy.
Oh, very good.
Very good, very good. The hay fever now this time of the year. People been in for the antihistamines?
Always, yeah.
Flat out in the Telfast. Yeah, amazing
that's
stuff. Louise, could you do with a facial?
Absolutely.
Yeah, what a prize. Also, Louise, do you have a barbecue?
I don't, and okay. I'd love one.
Okay, well, you've come to the right place.
Okay, there's also a flying lesson up for grabs as well, Louise. You could be flying a plane if you win this.
Oh, jeez, I wouldn't trust yourself.
You can pass that on to
that
someone
be
else.
A re-gift. Maybe.
Louise, who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
I'd like to play it with Rebecca, please.
Okay, off to the soundproof booth. Lovely stuff. Let us know how you get on there now. A moment of quiet reflection. Lovely. Okay, Louise.
Yes.
Your first word in Matchy Matchy this morning is white.
Black.
Your second word is blank.
Check.
And your third word is power.
Cut.
No messing around this morning, Louise. Are we locking them in?
I'm like, just throw them out. Don't think.
Are we locking those in?
Locking them in, yeah.
I think that's the quickest game of Matchy Matchy we've ever had, Louise. Fair play to you. Let's get Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth. Hello, welcome back.
Sorry, there's a party going on in that booth.
Is there?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Just a bit of confetti left
oh,
over.
Oh, lovely.
Right, I'm here. I'm ready
okay.
to party. Let's see if I
here
can do
we
this.
Go. Your first word to Matchy Matchy with Louise in Leopardstown this morning is white.
There's a few possibilities here, obviously. I'm going to say white snow.
Your second word is blank.
Blank space. I got a blank space, baby.
Lovely. And your third word is power.
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 Ooh. Oh, like power. There's a few things that spring to mind, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What do I think Louise is going to say? Power, I'm going to say power couple.
Power couple. Have you managed to matchy-matchy with Louise in Leopardstown this morning?
You know, I did much better on Friday on my own in the car. I matched all three.
Oh, did you, Louise?
I didn't get one today.
Not to be this morning. After white, no Louise worries. Said, she said white, black.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Blank check.
Oh, yeah, very clever.
And power cut.
Oh, I was going to say power wash.
I would have said power rangers.
Fair.
Yeah.
Louise.
Not to be this
they
morning, Louise.
They were tough. There was lots of possibilities
loads.
For those. But Louise, we're going to send you out a 98FM goodie bag and have a great week.
You too. Thank you.
Cheers, Louise. Great to talk
Bye.
To you.
Get up. 98FM Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.